News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mark Price joins us this morning. He's the chief appraiser for the Brazos County Appraisal District. Mark, pull that microphone right there in front of you, and we'll say good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Okay. People have gotten their tax bills now.
They have.
I'm looking at it from my standpoint. I own more than one property, and one fell precipitously, and one went up a little bit, and I don't ever remember a precipitous fall. And I'm wondering, I may be different from other people, but were there some unusual variations this year as opposed to other years?
No, it wasn't a whole lot different than a typical year. Every year, some properties go up a little based on how we value them, at what level we value them the year before. And we look at the sales data that we have in the different neighborhoods. The one property that I think you and I talked about when you called me that you said fell like $30,000, mm-hmm. I took a look at that, and it appears to me that we had moved, we had an improvement on there in 12. We removed it for 13. Mm-hmm. That value of that improvement was $30,000. So I think the land value stayed the same on
sure.
that property if it was the one we were talking
yeah,
about. But,
right.
You know, they do go up and they do go down, and all we have to do is look at the sales data in the neighborhoods to figure out what level of appraisal we need to be at.
Sure. Kind of an overview. How many residential properties, basically, do we have in the county?
Oh, probably about 65,000, maybe somewhere in that range.
Majority of those homes would be in what price range, would you say?
Oh, I would say probably 150 to maybe 250 range would be the majority of the properties.
I don't know when Brazos CAD went online, but has that changed the process? Because now, I mean, you might have talked to your neighbor, the guy across the street, but, I mean, now you can go online and you can see your entire street or your entire neighborhood and, mm-hmm. and see comparative houses. And so how has it being online changed?
The website has been out there for several years, so you can do that if you have a question on the value of your property. You can also call our office and ask us what data did we use to value your property. And we'll show you what we did and how we did it. If you have additional data to show us that we don't know about, we'll take that into account too, and that's all part of the protest process.
There's so many different elements that have to be used, obviously, in your equation. Is there any specific price range, for instance, that you've seen unusual rises and falls in?
No, not in a particular price range, I don't think.
Is geography more a factor? Or
it can be based on the neighborhood, obviously. The higher-end homes here in Brazos County, I've been here since 2008. I was at Travis County for 23 years before that. But since I've been here, I think we've probably seen an increase in the number of probably the upper-end homes coming into Brazos County, and would anticipate that to continue
sure.
In the future.
Mark Price here this morning. He's the chief appraiser for the Brazos County Appraisal District. What are the biggest misconceptions for homeowners when it comes to the appeal process, in your view?
One we do hear quite often is that that the city and the county and the school districts tell us what value to put on property, and we come up with that value. That couldn't be further from the truth. The mayor of College Station or city councilman or anybody else in their organization has never once come and told me, nor do they have the authority to come and tell me how to value property. But as often as we tell people that, you know, you either want to listen or you don't want to listen. But that has, in the 23, or well, I guess it's almost 30 years now that I've been in this business, we never have run across that. So, you know, we look at the sales, we look at the data we have. The last couple years, the amount of sales data has been down here as it has been, you know, throughout the state. So we have less data to work with, and if we don't have information to move values in a neighborhood, we're not going to. So.
I know you talk to other people who are in your position in other counties. How is it trending? Are we seeing more people who want to come in and appeal now, or has it been about the same the last few years?
We've gone up a little bit each year, depending on, and it depends on, you know, county to county for sure, and what the tax rates are. But that's another issue that we deal with quite often. People come in and they have an issue with their tax bill, not the value of their property. We don't deal with the tax bill. We value the property, and then the cities and the counties set the tax rates. So the tax dollars are done by the taxing entities. We value the property, and the issue that we have to deal with is, do we have your property fairly and equitably valued?
What he's saying to you that he can't say is, if you don't like your taxes, you talk to the people who are elected, okay? This is kind of, y'all are the caboose on the train, really, and so they need to understand that. What's the best advice you would give homeowners who are considering some sort of an appeal?
To give us a call. Anybody that wants to appeal their property has a right to ask for the information that we use to value their property, and we will we'll certainly make that available to them, and we'll walk them through the process as much as we can, we get a lot of information this time of year from property owners that come in and tell us they may know something about their property oftentimes that we don't. Maybe they have a cracked slab or they have issues that we never know about because we never get in the property.
Certainly. Yeah. And I know you'll admit it because it happened in my particular house. The square footage wasn't correct. All I had to do was show you the documentation. They made the change.
That is correct.
Yeah. And again, I'll put a little plug in for them. These folks are pretty easy to deal with on a scale of 1 to 10. They're at about an 8.5 because there are a lot of counties where, quite honestly, it is a controversial and very confrontational situation. And I know you got a lot of them and your people are slammed when it comes to this, but I know you want everybody who has a chance or feel like they have a reasonable reason for appeal to go ahead and do so.
Right, we do. We do not work on commission. It doesn't matter to me what your value is as long as it's right.
Just want to make it fair and equitable.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so if they want to give you a call, they can do that?
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay, phone number?
979-774-4100.
Okay, it's Mark Price. He's the chief appraiser. Thanks for coming in this morning.